This is the High School Football Roundup Podcast, episode number 8, for Saturday, September 19th, 2015. And this is the High School Football Roundup Podcast, the Red Eye Edition. And this is the second one of this season, this installment. I'm Walter Johnson. And a quick wrap-up of the games played in week 5, hard to believe, 5 full weeks of the high school football regular season have come and gone already for Friday, September 18th. And let's quickly get to those games there in Lee County. Now, Lee County Trojans now 4-0 on the season, and they build a big lead in Coast and Lee County. And, actually led 50-0 at halftime, and that would be the final score. And the Trojans now 4-0 on the season. And next up for the Trojans, in one last non-region game of the season against the Mitchell County Eagles. And the Eagles have really struggled since winning their opener over Albany High. And once again, in Mitchell County falls to Manchester this time. The final score is 32-7. So that makes Mitchell County and 1-3 on the season. 3 straight losses for Mitchell County, and doesn't get any easier for the Eagles, having to go to Lee County next week. And Mitchell County's only win so far, it was a 20-6 win at home over Albany High, Class 4A, back on the 28th. And speaking of Albany High, and that team is still looking for win number 1. And Albany fall, and the Indians fall to 0-4 after losing to America Sumter 49-20. And next week, in actually, in 1 week, on Saturday, September 26th, they faced the Darty Trojans. And the Darty Trojans came in at 2-0 and undefeated. But that's not the case anymore, thanks to the previously winless Crisp County Cougars, who cruised to a 33-7 rout in the upset over the Darty Trojans. And both of Darty's wins, ironically, came over Class Single A schools. Calhoun County 53-26, made that 53-6 on August 27th. On August 4th, the Trojans went to Randolph Clay and won 28-8. And believe it or not, the Darty won't play another team. It's not the outside of Class 4A the rest of the season. And the Trojans will hit the road after Albany High. The Trojans will go to Worth County to open Sub-Region B play in GHSA Region 1-4A to face Worth County. But first things first, like the saying goes, and the Trojans coming off a tough loss to Crisp County 33-7, and then face Albany High on Saturday, September 26th, and that'll be Darty's next game. And we're going to move right along. And the Westover Patriots also looking for win number 1, and the Patriots actually built a 14-0 lead over the Cairo Serumakers in Cairo, but the Serumakers scored 24 points to make it 24-14. And the Patriots had a touchdown late, but couldn't get back over the hump. And the final score is Cairo 24, Westover 21. So next up for Westover be the Monroe Tornadoes next Friday. And the Tornadoes, after starting off 2-0, have lost 2 in a row now, as they fall in a heartbreaker at Liberty County. I'll score 20-18. It'll be the last home game. It'll be the last game outside the sub-region, outside of sub-region A, before opening against Thomas County Central in less than 2 weeks from now, on Friday, October 2nd. So, Thomas County Central, speaking of the Yellow Jackets, and they fall for the second time this season, losing 34-16 at Bainbridge, and the Yellow Jackets fall to 2 wins and 2 losses. And Thomas County Central will get a much-needed week off before they open Sub-Region A play, GHSA Region 1-4A, Sub-Region A play against Monroe. So, in taking a look at some other final scores and games of interest, and the Pelham Hornets started off 3-0, but they lose for the first time this season, crushed by the defending GHSA Class 6A state champion Colquitt County Packers, 65-21. And Colquitt's basically been steamrolling over their opponents this year, as always. And Colquitt County is now 5-0 on the year. And the Packers, like a lot of teams, will be having a bye next week. Open GHSA Region 1-4A play against Lowndes. And just Lowndes just really took it to Newton on Friday night, September 18th, 56-7, the final score. So, and looking at some other games, and how about in the GISA to finish up? And the Deerfield Windsor Knights, after losing that heartbreaker to the Westfield Hornets up in Perry, Georgia, 20-25, and bounced back in a big way as they opened GISA Region 3 AAA action with a 56-21 rout over the Westwood Wildcats out of Camilla, Georgia. Our score was 51-26, and Deerfield built a big lead, actually. And pretty much was in cruise control from there. And next up for the Knights, and they head to Tiny Chula, Georgia, just north of Tifton in Tift County, to take on Tift area. And the Panthers fell on the road to Valwood, 28-14. And also you had the Terrell Academy Eagles picking up a win over Southland, 26-23, the final score. And Terrell Academy proves the 4-1 overall and 1-0 in GISA Region 3 AAA. And the Eagles from Dawson one of their wins actually came over Crisp Academy in a forfeit. And they forfeited that game over Crisp Academy. Apparently, Crisp Academy has been short on players, been dealing with a lot of injuries this season. So it's been a long season for Crisp Academy. And so it's hard to believe 5 weeks of the regular season in Georgia high school football have come and gone. And that'll do it for episode number 8 of the High School Football Roundup podcast, and then which will be episode number 2 of the Red Eye podcast, or the Red Eye version. And as always, the High School Football Roundup podcast can be found online at SouthwestGeorgiaNetwork.com, SouthwestGeorgiaNetwork.com, all one word. Also on Twitter at SWGA Network, Anyways, have a good weekend.